I can see why they would make that change. The Monday gives everybody a chance to move in, the ones that can move in quickly. The big equipment, that's got to move in well in advance. Takes a lot of time to get that all in advance. But those with just pop-up booths can move in on Monday. Then the show is done Thursday at 4 o'clock, and everybody has Thursday night and Friday to move out and get back into their normal swing of things. So I think from an exhibitor point of view, having it as 3 days rather than trying to stretch it to 3.5 days has definite benefits.
And from the producer perspective, there shouldn't be any major issues with that.
Well, the only thing that's interesting, and this keeps changing, is that most of the major crop commissions are holding their annual meetings the first day of crop show at the Western Development Museum, and where the producers will go back and forth from Western Development Museum to Prairie Land and try to do both, or stick it out and attend a bunch of the AGMs at the Western Development Museum will be interesting to see. And all of these organizations hold other meetings throughout the year, but Saskatoon really has lost the era of being the top place to come for great presentations during January. Brandon Ag Days and the Crossroads Conference that's now moved from Edmonton to Calgary is far more speaker-centric than what we now have in Saskatoon, with CropSphere is run its course. That doesn't happen. The major AGMs for the organizations are being held without keynote speakers. A few others, Mustard and Oats, still have some outside speakers over and above just an AGM, but it's changed the complexion, and it'll be interesting to see how this all sorts out and whether the crop commissions are happy with having back-to-back AGMs and no fancy speaker program.
Back to the crop production show. Is there anything that catches your eye in advance of what's going on this week, things that you're definitely going to be checking out?
I'm really interested in the crop insurance presentation at the New Farm Theater. I think there's a lot of concern over how crop insurance premiums are being determined, a lot of misunderstanding about that. And I expect that there will be a really good crowd for that presentation by crop insurance at the New Farm Theater, that producers will want to come and listen and ask questions, and that could be a lively session.
And a lot of farmers may be wondering what their crop insurance premiums are going to be looking like in the upcoming year, especially if they've had to use the program.
There was a big change last year in how premiums are calculated. Producers got used to having an experience discount from years of not using the program, and then if you have to have claims, gradually that discount was ratcheted down. But the program was totally different last year, and a totally different system for determining premiums based on whether you've had more or less claims than others in your risk area. And some people say that that's got a number of glitches as to how that's rolled out. So, you know, every chance I had, I encourage crop insurance and SAS Ministry of Agriculture to get out and talk about how premiums are determined and what it means, and take feedback from producers. So hopefully that's part of the effort. Crop insurance details are typically announced around the end of February, so hopefully it isn't too late to make changes in how crop insurance rolls things out for 2024.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think the framework is already in place?
I fear that the die is cast. These things do not come about quickly or get changed quickly. But at the very least, producers need to be consulted and have it explained to them so that it's understood better.